Earth and Sky.
Scientists are studying the significance of a kiss. But what can science tell us about kissing that we don't already know?
It can tell you why kissing is so meaningful and why we're so scared of that first kiss, whether it's going to be right or wrong. And we somehow sense that kissing is a powerful stimulant of certain brain systems or a powerful turnoff to certain brain systems.
You're listening to anthropologist Helen Fisher of Rutgers University and chief scientific advisor to the online dating site chemistry.com.
The brain is a very fine mechanism for establishing whether we think we're wasting our time on a romantic relationship or not.
Fisher said that when people kiss, they are receiving and interpreting chemical signals. She said testosterone and estrogen are absorbed into the bloodstream through the cheek cells and make their way into the brain. Kissing can drive up levels of dopamine, associated with falling in love, and oxytocin, which is associated with feelings of attachment.
5 of the 12 cranial nerves become activated when you kiss somebody. 5 out of 12. The nerves are, enormous number of nerves are collecting data, sending very powerful signals to the brain.
For today, that's our show. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.